everyone that was curious, BibleGateway.com, Genesis 43:11 says, "Then their father Israel said to them, 'If it must be, then do this. Put some of the best products of the land in your bag and take them down,'" pop-up ad, "'to the man as a gift. A little balm, a little honey, some spice and myrrh, some pistachio nuts and almonds.'"
Is that not cool?
So we're going to have to go back to the New International Version and say, it's a droop, guys.
It's
we
got to
fact check the NVI version here. Yeah.
So when I bake a droop pie, I can give it to the neighbors and they'll
yes.
know what it is.
Yeah, yeah, they'll all know right. what it is. After today's show, they will know what it is. Well, Jim, so to my last question before we had to go to break, tell us how I can make sure that I get Arizona pistachios.
Well, the thing that I probably need to make clear is almost all of the Arizona crop is premium crop, and it gets exported primarily to Asia and European countries.
So I have to show up at your farm.
we do have a small retail business that we run through our Golden Rule Vineyards website. There are two processors here that we use locally. One is called Summit Nut Company here in Cochise. The other is A&P Growers over at Bowie, Arizona. And they also can sell product. And I would recommend that you possibly consider contacting Summit Nut Company or A&P Growers or Cochise Grows Pistachios on the Golden Rule Vineyards website.
Awesome. And, you know, that's so important because the USDA states that pistachios have more than 30 different vitamins, minerals, and that's an phytonutrients. So we need to be eating more pistachios, and it's such a wonderful snack. It's like one of my favorite nuts, and I know I'm partial because I grew up in I literally grew up in pistachio orchards, but pecans are also a wonderful nut, and we have a wonderful family that's growing the pecans here, actually several. And so it's a very healthy nut. And I love what you said earlier, Jim, that Arizona is the second leading pistachio producing state in the United States, even though it's only about 1.5% of the total. California's bringing in the rest of it. So
We're coming on strong.
Yes, we're coming on strong. So we're going to keep talking about pistachios, but let's segue a little bit to your wine. And actually, it's been a perfect pairing. I use that on purpose. Because one of your favorite customers, he comes out on a regular basis. I'm going blank on his name, but Jim, you may remember. Young man, he's an iTech or technology guy, but he also went through all the courses to get his... and I know I'm going to say it wrong. I need Jennifer here to tell me the right word, and all my wine people are going to get after me. But a sommelier?
Sommelier.
Yeah.
And he goes to your tasting room on the farm, I bet quarterly, and he talks about how wonderfully the pistachio nut pairs with your Golden Rule Vineyard wine. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, I remember you had quite a visit with the gentleman at our tasting room here at our farm. So I remember that incident. We've tried to provide pistachios, and unfortunately with COVID right now, we don't serve our pistachios for free like we used to, but people can buy them and taste wine with it. But being able to, we sell the pistachios in shell, and people have to open up the nut and eat it and then take a sip of wine. And it helps spread out your consumption of pistachios and wine. And it just makes for a better social interaction.
And anybody that complains about having to crack the nut to get to a pistachio didn't grow up eating crawfish. You're very used to spending a lot of time on a little shelf for a little tiny piece of meat or nut. That's,
you know what my dad said? He said he insists that you can survive on just beer and pistachios because of all the nutrients in them. I said, Dad, the beer, seriously? He said, yeah.
So can survive and quality of life are two different
right.
things.
Can survive and quality of life. But it was interesting to hear this young man speak because he was just emphasizing how wonderful the taste of the pistachio nut and how well it paired with Jim's wine. All of our Arizona wine, actually. But Jim, tell us some of the bottled wines that you have.
Well, in our vineyard, we have 10 red varieties of grapes. Sangiovese, Syrah, Zinfandel, Cabernet Sauvignon, Petite Syrah, Grenache, Mourvedre, Cabernet Franc, Petite Verdot, and Alianico. I hope I didn't leave anything out. They are all Mediterranean variety grapes. Again, we're fortunate here at our altitude and with the conditions that exist here that we found the Sulphur Springs Valley grows really good wine grapes.
All right, more with Jim Graham, Golden Rule Vineyards, Cochise Pistache Grove, and Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau here at Rosie on the House after Bottom of the Hour News.